This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. If you're looking for a job in book publishing, do check out the bookcareers.com website for all our services. There is bound to be something to help you through your current situation. We have a newcomers job club, a professionals coaching group, offer help with CVs, covering letters, applications and interviews, run a one-day how to job search in book publishing course, as well as support people through redundancy or even wanting to career change out of book publishing. Visit bookcareers.com or book into our careers clinic via the website, or my email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com. Hello and welcome to episode 210 of bookcareers.com live. This episode is all about making the most of the London Book Fair, which is coming up on Tuesday the 18th of April 2023 to Thursday the 20th of April 2023. This episode covers what we're up to there and how to use the London Book Fair if you're looking for a job, and most importantly, how to make the most of the bookcareers.com careers clinic. If you've never been to a trade show before, it's an exhibition of publishers' stands and stands of organisations and publishing services, and well, really everyone connected with the publishing industry and bookselling, including international publishers. This is spread throughout Olympia and it's often over several halls and floors. It is a business exhibition, so whilst it might look attractive that all the publishers you want to work for are there, they aren't necessarily there to talk to you. If you're job hunting, the bookcareers.com careers clinic is there for you, and there are loads of seminars too, so make the use of those. It costs money to get into the London Book Fair, and we have a number of limited free tickets for those who are unemployed or cannot get a ticket from another source. If you're a student, you can register for free as a student on the London Book Fair website. So if you need one of our free tickets for somebody who's unemployed or cannot get one from being either a student or their place of work, please email us at online@bookcareers.com. And by student, that includes people who've just left university and have yet to get employed. So you should be able to get a free ticket by putting your job title as a student and your university name as the company in the visitor registration form. And the booking should automatically go through to a free ticket. Do ensure you register for a ticket at least a week before the fair, otherwise you'll find out you'll have to pay, and you'll have to pay particularly if you turn up on the day without a ticket. You'll be obliged to pay full price. Now, here are our tips. For those of you that listen to our podcast, some of these are probably very familiar. Number one is don't expect to find a job at the London Book Fair. If you are coming, you are coming to seek information and have a look around at what's going on publishing, in book publishing, and to keep up with developments. Be prepared to potentially make contacts and network, and our tips for networking can be found on the Book Careers website. Number two, the exhibitors. Unless they are recruitment consultants or training providers, or you're seeing them within our bookcareers.com careers clinic, they are unlikely to be at the London Book Fair for you. Exhibitors are there to buy and sell and do deals. A publisher's whole output for the next few years may rely on the business they do at the London Book Fair. So bear this in mind if someone is curt with you and you're asking questions. Likewise, if you're going from stand to stand trying to pitch your unpublished novel to a publisher at the London Book Fair, realise why they might not have time to talk to you. And tip number three is don't go round handing in your CV at every stand. There's probably no one on the stand who's from AHR, and even if someone does accept your CV, it's unlikely to make it back to the office. It's much better to look at the stand and understand what the publisher is publishing and things about what's on the stand that you find attractive, and then check the website of the publisher afterwards and see if they accept speculative applications before emailing your CV to the office, perhaps mentioning something that you saw on their stand at the London Book Fair. However, business cards are the standard level of communication that one would expect at a book fair. And lots of our clients in the past have had successful business cards from Moo.com. Number four, use the London Book Fair website and go through the list of exhibitors on there and maybe search by category rather than alphabetically. It really does help to do your research before you go. Make a note of the stand numbers you wish to visit. And so if you're targeting the publishers you want to look at and make a note of which stands they are at, check out the floor plan too, so you don't find yourself walking endlessly for miles. And I must point out that it is advisable to wear flat, comfortable shoes. You are likely to be on your feet all day. And I cannot emphasise enough how important comfortable shoes are. And also pack snacks and take a packed lunch if you need to. There are places to eat and drink, but if you're on a tight budget or short of time, they tend to get really busy and can be quite expensive. So do come prepared. Number five, look at the stands of the exhibitors that you want to see. And note the following, look how busy they are. This could be an indication of how well they're doing at the moment. Notice how many staff are on the stand. And other things to look at are the stand design and the layout. Is it good or bad? Would you do anything differently if you were planning their stand? These are always useful discussions for future sales and marketing staff to have at job interviews. To say, for instance, that you visited their stand at the London Book Fair and you thought the layout was good or could have been done differently. And something like that, and look at what books or series they are promoting at the moment. Look at the walls and the sides of the stand. What are their lead titles? And again, all of these are excellent points to discuss at an interview or mention in a covering letter. If they have catalogues or brochures to give out and you are up to carrying stuff, then take one. But do be wary of picking up too much. You'll be carrying it around all day and catalogues do tend to weigh quite a bit. Check that any catalogues are free and also bear in mind that the copies of the books on the stands are not for retail sale. This is a trade-only fair. And although you can view publishers' catalogues online, if you've got a face-to-face interview, taking a hard copy of a publisher's catalogue with you to an interview, if you get one, can speak volumes. Number six, check out the competitors of the publishers that you want to work for. What are they doing differently? Is it better? And number seven is to make some notes so you don't forget what you've seen. Do go and look around all areas of the exhibition so you're informed of new developments and opportunities. And it is really important to look at the different sectors too. So even though you might have your heart set working for a trade publisher, go and have a look at the academic area and see how differently their stands are to the trade publishers. And if they have stands, go and visit the recruitment consultants, especially if they've had your CV for a while and you haven't been put forward for anything. Putting a face to a name is a great way to remind them that you exist. And number 8, the seminars. Before the fair, there are a couple of really interesting conferences, but they are costly but well worth it. You can find an up-to-date list on the London Book Fair website, along with the list of all the seminars. The London Book Fair website is being populated daily, so it's best to check and see what is of interest, but there are countless numbers of seminars going on over all 3 days. And I know, for instance, I'm speaking on a panel on Wednesday the 19th of April about whether publishing is an attractive career proposition. That is sure to be a lively discussion. But first and foremost, our bookcareers.com careers clinic takes place on the Thursday the 20th of April in the afternoon, and it's essential if you're looking for a job. We will have a number of human resource departments and recruitment consultants there to talk to you. Already confirmed are HarperCollins, Hachette, Penguin Random House and Inspired Selection. We are expecting more publishers to confirm shortly, but we cannot guarantee anybody will be there at the date on the day. Now, as well as the seminars, point number 9 is drinks parties. Towards the end of the day, you will notice a number of stands setting up for drinks parties. If you are fortunate enough to be invited, don't get drunk and use our tips on networking to see you through the event. And number 10 about the London Book Fair is to follow up if you've made any useful contacts at the fair. Don't waste the opportunity and follow up promptly. Connect with people on LinkedIn, follow them on Twitter. Now, here's a few tips about how to make the most of the bookcareers.com careers clinic. As you can imagine, this is a busy event and there will be a queue, but the queue moves pretty fast. Because the careers clinic can get so busy, we ask those who want to attend to pre-register on the bookcareers.com website, and the link for that will be up later on this week. You can turn up on the day without pre-registering for the careers clinic, as long as you've got a London Book Fair ticket, but we can't guarantee you'll get seen or even get in. In a perfect world, you'll get to see everyone that you want to. However, because it's busy, we recommend that you identify the 3 companies you want to talk to and hone in on them first. You will find out which publishers we're expecting to attend via our Twitter feed at Book Careers or on our website, and we'll have a downloadable PDF with the room layout, which will be available on our website a few days before. Plus, at the Careers Clinic, I'll be there giving careers guidance and CV advice and any other help where needed. If you need any assistance navigating the room when you register, please check the box which asks this. This is particularly important if you feel you have a disability and may have difficulty standing. Just tick our little box and we'll get in touch with you to ensure that we can help you in any way. If you're coming to the Careers Clinic, make sure you bring at least 2 copies of your CV and have a think in advance as to what questions you want to ask. For example, if you keep applying to a particular publisher and never get called to an interview, you might like to ask what you can do to improve your CV for future applicants. Or if you're still a student, you might ask what they're looking for in entry-level candidates. You're welcome to ask them if they have any current vacancies, but please be aware they may not be advertising vacancies at the clinic. We operate a bell system which rings every 5 minutes. Some advisors will be working to this, especially if they have a long queue, and others will be using their own discretion. Once again, we will be going old school and do not intend to take photographs of the queue or the room, and we ask, please, that you also respect this. Now, this really shoots us in the foot as regards social media, because we would love to share lots and lots of photos of how busy it is and the advisors and all of you, but we know that many of you who are job hunting don't want to be photographed in case an employer sees, current employer sees you there. So we respectfully request that no photographs are taken. If you want to take a photograph of yourself with an advisor, then do please check that there is nobody else in the photograph with you, and ask the permission of anybody. We'll try and work around this, but please, overall, we request no photographs. And if you're stuck at any time during the careers clinic, then please go to the reception desk of the clinic and talk to Caitlin, who'll be there to help. Now, you can't get into the careers clinic without a ticket to the London Book Fair. So if you are unemployed, an intern, or can't get a free ticket from work and want to attend the London Book Fair, please email us at online@bookcareers.com. Our allocation is limited, but do check our website for updates. Now, if you're unable to get to the London Book Fair, we'll be holding a virtual careers clinic on Friday the 14th of April, and details will be available on the bookcareers.com website this week. At the moment, that will mainly be me, but I'm trying to persuade a couple of others to support me on that day. And just a reminder, we have our job club running. Then we have a meeting tomorrow night, which you can find on the Book Careers website. It's tomorrow night on Tuesday the 21st of March, and it is £6, but we have a number of free honesty tickets, and we don't ask questions about your financial situation. And the question really is, honestly, if you're hard up and you want to attend, then take a honesty ticket. And you can find details on this on the Book Careers website. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers, or on Twitter at BookCareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.